praying from.
Page 114 in the New Testament section of your pew Bible. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciples set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they had did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes, but Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Lord, let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart and my mind be acceptable in thy sight, my Lord and my Redeemer. Amen. Oh, what a powerful story. Whom are you looking for? As you look in your bulletin, that's the title of the sermon. And if you can believe this, I'm going to be brief. Understanding that brief is a relative term. Any of you seen Leap of Faith? It's a Steve Martin movie. It's probably 70s or 80s. And he's essentially a charlatan who has gone around the country, and he works his snake oil. He's a flim-flam kind of guy, but it's in a religious revival. He shows up, and it's all smoke and mirrors, it's all music, it's all show. It's all show but no go. But there's something about him. He just is on fire. When you talk about something that's just uplifting, like, hallelujah, Mary looks in the grave, and Peter and John, maybe it's John, we don't know. It's the disciple who Jesus loved. We think that's John, the writer of the gospel. They look in and they see, and Peter looks in, sees it. John looks in and believes. Mary's out there. And she looks in, and there's the angels. In some accounts, there's an angel. In some accounts, there are two. And she is perplexed because she doesn't understand. Excuse me? Who did understand? Who could have understood? Well, Mary turns around and she's weeping, and this voice, "Whom are you seeking? Why are you, woman, why are you weeping? Why are you weeping? Who are you looking for? Who are you seeking?" They said to her, "Woman," the two angels, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They've taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they've laid him." When she said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know who it was. She didn't know it was Jesus. She saw that broken and battered and lifeless body taken from the cross that Good Friday. after he'd been tortured, after he'd been whipped and beat, after he had bled and emaciated and dead. And that was the body, that was the form, that was the last image she had of Jesus. So when she turns and Jesus is there, she doesn't recognize him. Excuse me, who would have? We know he has a resurrection body. We know he still has the imprint from the nails and the spear in his side, because he shows that to the disciples later. But there's something about Jesus that, one, is totally unexpected. And then he says to her, when she had said this, she turned around, saw Jesus standing there, didn't know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, who else would it be? She turned to him, "Sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you've laid him and I will take him away." Okay, Mary's maybe 4 foot nothing, weighs maybe 75 to 80 pounds. And even in Jesus' condition, how's she going to? If the gardener tells her where they've taken Jesus' body, how's she going to? She's not thinking logically at this. She just said, "Tell me where he is. I'll go do it. I'll figure it out. I'll find a way." Jesus said to her, "Mary, Mary." She turned and said to him, in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. And actually, in the commentators, usually it was a phrase. Yes, it could be teacher. Most often it was referred to as God. Almost Elohim. Almost Yahweh. Almost God. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, I'm ascending to the Father, your Father, to my God and your God." And Mary went and announced to the disciples, "I've seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. Now, the reason I said Steve Martin is because, can you imagine Mary when she realizes that it's Jesus that's there? Now, Steve Martin, I'm a horrible dancer, so I'm never going to get this right. But Steve Martin is so ecstatic, so energized in so many. He's just doing like this. Can you just imagine? Mary is just overwhelmed by joy to see Jesus in the flesh alive. And people wonder, well, why in the world does Jesus say, "Woman, don't hold me"? Can you imagine? She is grabbing a hold of him and, oh my goodness, let me feel you. Oh, I can't believe this is Jesus. I can't believe he's alive. I can't. Oh, you're, I don't understand how you did it. It's beyond me, but hallelujah. And I can just see her as she's going. And, you know, the author says, "And Mary Magdalene went and told the disciples what he had said." She is running. So when we read in our scriptures and people say women don't have a place in our gospels, or women don't have a place in our religion because we're a male dominated, give me a break. Have they not read who sees Jesus first? Who goes to the tomb first? Mary does. And where does she go? She races and gets the other guys who's still sleeping in their beds. They run, see, and leave. They don't stay. Mary's the one that's there. Mary's the one that sees Jesus. Now, Peter and James and John and all the other disciples get to see Jesus later that night. But I have that image of Mary just fleet of foot, just racing. Now, she wasn't twirling lighted. What are those called? Batons. She wasn't doing that, but if she had had those, then she'd have been twirling those batons lickety-split to tell the disciples what Jesus had told her. Hallelujah. It's more than just hallelujah. Praise God. It is nothing without the emotion. It's just a word. Mary had elation. Mary had joy. Mary knew that Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Amen.
It's a good movie. You need to see the ending of that. Leap of faith.